Just one halacha for Rosh Hashanah from Rav Ben Ishchai in Parashat Nesavim, halacha Yudalid. Yomar beferush kodem sheyitka, before the shofar is blown. Hareni muchan betkiot elu shel miyoshe v'shel amida bechulam lehotzi kol hashomeya yedei chovato. That's the Chazan, or the Tokei, I should say. I'm now about to blow the shofar and fulfill the obligation of everybody that is going to be listening. Even though, so what else is he blowing it for if not to fulfill the mitzvah? But still, it's still good to verbally say it, but that's your kavanah. Ubena tokeya, ubena sibur. Lo yasihu ben tikiot de miyoshev le tikiot de meomed. That is a very important halakha that most people are not aware of. There is no talking after the first tikiot. So we go right into Ashrei, then we go into Shuva, then we go into Musaf and all that. You're not allowed to talk because there cannot be a hefsek between the tikiot. והפסוקים ופיוט שנוהגים הסיבור לעולם קודם תפילת מוסף אחרי זאת ספר תורה להיכל לא יומרם התוקיה. The Ben Ishchai is so strict on the talking between all the tikiot that he says that the Chazan, actually the Tokeya himself, should not even sing the songs that we sing when we take back the Sefer Torah. For example, we sing Chon Tachon on one of the days, and Shu'ef Kim or Eved, there's different songs that we sing. That's extra, he says. That's not necessary. So the Tokeya should not even say those songs. It seems maybe in our places we do sing it, but I'm just bringing it out to show you that for sure the Sibur, out of the prayer, out of the Mahzor, should not be involved in personal talking and things like that, for that matter, to show you how strict it is. Although Arav Ben Ishchai writes that it's proper to make vidui between the tikiot, which means as the Chazan pauses between the tashrat and the tashat and the tarat, there's little pauses in between. Ben Ishchai holds to verbally actually say, you know, different avirot that a person committed, and he can make the shuvah, that's the opportune time. Chama Vadyah says no. Chama Vadyah says you can make the shuvah, but only mentally. Because if you're going to verbally even make the shuvah, it can be considered a hefsek. Because really, all the sounds that we're blowing, we're not sure what the right sound is. Maybe it's the short sound, maybe it's the staccato sound, maybe it's both sounds together. And if a person's going to talk in between, could be he didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet, and he made it sick. I'm just saying this again, and that's even vidui. That's something that's obviously a positive. Because sheken, when a person starts talking things that have nothing to do with the tefillah itself, it should be a general rule. They shouldn't be talking in the synagogue from the beginning of Birchot HaShahar until the Anavalan HaShabayah. We know that. But here we're talking now, it can be Ma'akev, the mitzvah. And therefore the halakha, one should refrain from any talking from the time that we blow the first 30 Teruot Miyoshev all the way until the end of the Teruah Gedolah at the end of Musaf.